Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder and executive director of Ware's Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at pastorwood.org. And now, here's your host, Jim Wood.
Folks, it is Thanksgiving. It is a wonderful time of year, and we are so grateful that God has blessed us in more ways than we can even recognize. Here at the ranch, one of our great joys is hearing from the students about what God is doing in their lives and what they are thankful for. And so I'm going to have a number of students from Ware's Valley Ranch on the program with me today. And I hope that you will be encouraged by what they have to share. The first student is a young man from Atlanta. His name is Jaquez. And Jaquez, how old are you?
14.
14 years old. And you've been at the ranch since when?
September 6th.
September 6th. You came here at the start of the fall term, and you are off to a good start. Are you learning a lot in school?
Yes, sir.
All right. Tell us what you're thankful for, if you would.
I'm thankful for the ranch.
Well, good. I'm glad you're thankful for the ranch. What is it like living here for you?
It's great. It's really great.
Hey, I'm not paying them to say this, folks. This is what he said. I don't know what's about to come out of his mouth. You are learning a lot in the school?
Yes, sir.
And are you memorizing any scripture?
Yes, sir.
What scriptures have you memorized since September 6th when you got here?
Psalm 1, and I'm almost done with Psalm 2.
All right. Psalm 1 is already done and almost done with Psalm 2. We have all of our students memorize Psalm 1 first, because Psalm 1 explains why we want to hide God's Word in our heart, and that is, the person who meditates on God's Word day and night is going to be like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither, and whatever he does prospers. So why in the world wouldn't you want to memorize God's Word? You can't meditate on it day and night if you haven't memorized it. So Jaquez, we're glad you're here. Tiffany, you are how old now?
16.
16 years old, and you've been at the ranch how long?
Almost 4 years.
Almost 4 years. We are so glad you're here, sweetie. I've known Tiffany the whole time she's been here, and she actually won a trip to the beach in Florida by memorizing what?
The Sermon on the Mount.
And how was that trip?
It was amazing.
All right.
It was fun.
Lots of seafood?
Yes, sir.
Sunshine?
Yes, sir.
Good times?
Yes, sir.
All right. We encourage the students to memorize God's Word, and we don't shirk from bribery. We think that bribing them to do good things by offering them good things is a good deal and biblical, because God promises rewards to those who do the right thing. Tiffany, you, what are you thankful for at this season?
I'm thankful for the people at the ranch who love the Lord and love on us. So
praise the Lord. That's great. Well, we are glad you're here, sweetie. We think that God has blessed us through you, and I'm glad that you have been blessed through the ranch as well.
Thank you.
All right. Nevaeh, how old are you?
11.
11 years old. Now, Nevaeh, your name is an unusual name, but it's another word spelled backwards.
Yes, sir.
What word is that?
Heaven spelled backwards.
Heaven. Heaven spelled backwards. I thought that was very creative on the part of your parents. And you've been at the ranch how long?
Since August 5th.
August 5th you came to the ranch. And where is home for you? Where did you come from?
In Texas.
Texas. And are you kind of enjoying being up here in the mountains?
Yes, sir.
Well, we are enjoying having you. Tell us, what are you thankful for at this season?
I'm thankful for so many people that care about you and always make sure you're safe and make sure you're learning lots of new things.
Praise the Lord. Have you memorized any scripture since you've been here?
Yes, sir.
Tell me what you've memorized since August 5th.
Psalm 1, Psalm 2, Psalm 23, and 1 Corinthians 13.
I think that's tremendous. Nevaeh, you are one bright child, and I am very glad because you shine.
Thank you.
You bet. Folks, these are just three of our students. We have others that we're going to be introducing to you in the next few minutes, but we only brought three into the studio at a time. So let me just tell you, before I say goodbye to these folks, each one of our students has a unique story. Every single one of them has their own story, just like all of you, our listeners, have a unique story. But what I love about the ranch is this is a place where God shows up in a very powerful way and shows that no matter what our background is, no matter what we've been through, no matter what we're going through, the Lord cares for us. He really does love us, and He really does meet our needs. And He doesn't just do that for the children here at the ranch. He does it for you who trust in Him. God will never leave you or forsake you. He will never fail to keep His promises. And so at this Thanksgiving season, as you hear from the example of these students who are rejoicing, I want you to rejoice. I want you to give thanks. The Bible says, rejoice in the Lord always. I'll say it again, rejoice. So please join with us in giving thanks to God and thank Him for these students and for the ranch where they can come and learn not only academics, not only living skills and working skills and a good work ethic, but where they can learn that God's love for them will never, ever fail them. Thank you, folks, for coming in here and sharing with our listeners. God bless you. Folks, I have three more wonderful young people here in the studio with me. And let me see if I can introduce them one at a time. We'll go ladies first. This is Annalise. And Annalise, tell me, how old are you?
I'm 9 years old.
9 years old. You're a very mature and lovely nine-year-old, I must say. I would have actually guessed you were older than that. Annalise, where are you from?
I'm from Cape Cod, Massachusetts.
Cape Cod, Massachusetts, one of the most beautiful places on the planet. I pastored a church on Cape Cod for a number of years, and I know your pastor. So when you came here, you had already heard about this place because you had a sister who had been a student here. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
So now you've been here how long? When did you come?
I came in September.
You came in September, and since you've been here, what scriptures have you memorized?
I've memorized Psalm 1 and Psalm 2.
Psalm 1 and Psalm 2. Proud of you. Great work. Glad you're here. Now, what are you thankful for at this time of year?
I'm thankful that I'm able to come here, and I'm thankful for my family.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you came here, did you want to come here?
Yes, sir.
All right. I want people to understand that nobody's here against their will. And did some grown-up tell you you had to come and talk on the radio today?
No, sir.
Okay. You were given the opportunity. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
I saw the email, so I know that's right. You guys were given the opportunity, and we had 9 students who said, yes, I'll do that. So, honey, nothing to be nervous about, but there are lots of people all over the United States and some up into Canada listening to you today. So just so you know, relax, take it easy. God bless you. Annalise, thanks so much. We're glad you're here. Patrick, come over here and tell us, how old are you, Patrick?
I'm 12 years old.
12 years old. Now, Annalise came all the way from Cape Cod. How far did you come?
About 45 minutes away. I'm from Kodiak, Tennessee.
All right. So you came about 45 minutes from Kodiak, Tennessee, right here in Sevier County.
Yes, sir.
We are glad you're here. Now, before you came as a student, you came as a camper. How many years did you come to camp?
2 years.
2 years. And how was it?
Good.
Our website for the camp is thebestcamp.com. Do you think we earned that?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, we think you're a great camper, and now we're very glad to have you as a student. When did you come?
October 11th.
October of this year, and what scriptures have you memorized so far?
Psalm 1.
Psalm 1. And you're working on?
Psalm 2.
All right, that's the way it works. We're glad you're here, Patrick. What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for Where's Valley Ranch, that they brought me here and helped me believe in Christ and changed my life.
Praise the Lord. Patrick, we are really glad. We're really glad. Now, you're how old, did you say?
12 years old.
12 years old. You got a lot of years ahead of you, we believe. We want you to live them all for Jesus. Excellent. God bless you, Patrick. Good job. This young man over here, this is Christopher, right?
Yes, sir.
And Christopher, how old are you?
8, about to turn 9 in 7 days.
In 7 days, you'll be 9. Fantastic. You've got on a Batman shirt. Are you a fan?
Yes, sir.
All right. By the way, Patrick was wearing a Superman shirt. So just so you know, these kids don't just wear shirts that have Bible characters on them. But Christopher, what scripture have you memorized since you've been here?
I learned Psalm 1, Psalm 2, and Psalm 23.
Psalm 1, Psalm 2, and Psalm 23. And you've been here how long?
I think 8 weeks or so.
Yeah, I think 8 months. I think 8 months.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you just ate something, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for my family, and they led me here and let me learn about God and change my life.
Praise the Lord. Well, we are very glad that you are here and that you're learning about the Lord and that your family was willing for you to come and be a student here. It's a hard thing sometimes for families to say, I think this is the best thing for my child. But in order to come, Christopher, did you have to say, yes, I want to come?
Yes, sir. Yes,
absolutely.
Sir.
Absolutely. That's the way it works. Every now and then I go down to interview a prospective student and the kid looks at me and says, there's no way I'm coming here. And I say, you're exactly right. We don't take kids with your attitude. So I want people to understand these students are not held prisoners here. They are here because they realize this is the right place for them to be. It's a good place to grow and learn, isn't it?
Sir.
All right. Now, Christopher, you live in a house with several other boys. How many boys are in your house?
Three.
Three?
And a couple more.
And a couple more. That's what I thought. Okay. So you got several folks who are living in your house. I think there are 6 boys in your house, aren't there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's what I thought. Our houses are able to hold as many as 8 kids per home, but we often have an opening. So if you know somebody who needs to be at the ranch, you want to have them contact us. And as you give thanks, I hope that you will pray for these students here at Ware's Valley Ranch because they need your prayers. All of them have situations that they didn't create that have made it a good thing for them to come and live at the ranch for a while. So I hope you'll pray for them. And I hope that you know that as you support the ranch, we pray for you because we're asking God to meet your needs just as we want you to pray and ask the Lord to meet our needs. The only one who can sustain this ministry is the Lord himself. Now, Annalise, I want you to come over here and answer one more question, if you would. You have another sister, besides the one who was a former student, you have another sister who's here right now. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Are you kind of glad that you and your sister can both be here together?
Yes, sir.
I know your sister is too. I think that's great. So we're glad you're here. We're glad she's here. And we pray God's blessings on you. And Christopher.
Yes, sir.
Do you have a brother?
Yes, sir.
Is he here as a student also?
Yes, sir.
How old is he?
14.
14 years old. And he's not down here right now, is he?
No, sir.
Are you glad that your brother is a student here?
Yes, sir.
You're not wishing he'd get out of here, are you?
No, sir.
All right. Well, we're glad that you can both be here together as well. And he... Does he live in the same house with you, or does he live in a different house?
He lives in the same house as me.
Is that kind of cool?
Yes, sir.
All right, very good. And Annalise, you live in the same house with your sister, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Is that nice, or are you wishing she'd transfer over to the other girls' home?
I'm glad she lives with me.
I'm glad she's able to. I think that makes it better for both of you.
Yes, sir.
All right, God bless you. And Patrick, You don't have a sibling here.
I got a brother that's not here because he's joining the Marines in May.
So if he's joining the Marines in May, he's kind of a little beyond our program, isn't he?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We don't do boot camp here. This is a school for younger kids. But we're really glad that you have a brother and that you care about him. He cares about you and that you can be here in this place at this time. God bless you, Patrick.
Thank you.
All right. We'll have more students in just a moment. Hi, this is Jim Wood. I'm very grateful for the privilege of teaching God's Word now for over 40 years. I've seen firsthand the power of the gospel changing lives for eternity. My wife and I have been blessed with 7 children, 4 of them adopted. As parents and in our travels to other countries, we've seen again and again that the human heart is the same everywhere. And everywhere we go, Jesus is the only one who can save. I hope that these broadcasts are an encouragement to you, and I want to ask you to take a moment to encourage us. First, please visit our website, pastorwood.org, to learn more about our work. Second, please pray for us that we'll remain faithful and that God will continue to use us to spread His Word around the world. And finally, if the Lord prompts you to do so, please support us financially. We're depending on our listeners to stand with us, and we're praying for God to bless you.
To step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown where Jesus is.
I have, again, 3 more students, wonderful volunteers. They were not coerced into this. We didn't even bribe them. We just told them they'd have an opportunity to be on the radio. And so we're glad to be able to do that. All right. Young lady who is standing over on my left, as if it matters to radio listeners, is named Kennedy, and Kennedy is from Atlanta, Georgia. Now, Kennedy, how old are you?
10.
10 years old. And how long have you been at the ranch?
Sunday will be 1 year and 9 months.
1 year and 9 months this Sunday. Is that pretty cool?
Yes, sir.
How have the people treated you, Kennedy?
Good.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. You got nice house parents?
Yes, sir.
They're sweet people, aren't they?
Yes.
And what about the girls in the house? Are they pretty nice too?
Yes, sir.
Good. Are you pretty nice to them?
Yes.
Do you think you've learned a lot since you've been here?
Yes, sir.
Tell me what you're thankful for.
I'm thankful for God not saving my life because in 2014 when I was sleeping, my mom was shot and I was almost killed, so I'm thankful that I was saved from that.
Amen. Well, we're thankful too. And that was one of the reasons why your mom decided you needed to be here, right?
Yes, sir.
We're really, really glad that God brought you here and that your mom cared enough about you to want you in a safe place, to want you in a place where you could learn and grow. And she's really been encouraging you. The Lord spared her life, didn't he?
Yes, sir.
And we're really glad he did and that she's been encouraging you to learn all you can and grow in your faith. What scriptures have you memorized since you've been here?
Psalm 1, Psalm 2, Psalm 23, 1 Corinthians 13, Proverbs 31, 10 through 31. I can't remember any others. Psalm 100, Matthew 5, 1 through 16. Yeah, I can't remember any of them.
Oh, that's a lot. You've memorized a lot in 1 year and 9 months. Well done. Bradley is standing over here on my right. And Bradley, tell us, you're how old now?
I am 17.
17 years old. Wow. That's just practically a man, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. You're aware of it, too, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, we're proud of you, son. You're doing great. You've been at the ranch how long?
I've been here a little over 7 months.
A little over 7 months, and you have a sister who is here as well.
Yes, sir.
Does she live in the same house with you?
No, sir.
Doesn't work that way, does it?
No, sir.
No. We've got 2 homes for boys, 2 homes for girls, and we are very glad that even though the boys and the girls live in different homes, it's still possible for siblings to see each other. How often do you get to see your sister?
Every day.
Every day. And is that a good thing?
Yes, sir.
You kind of fond of her?
Yes, sir.
She kind of fond of you?
Yes, sir.
You're a good pair, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Well, we're really glad you're both here. She is absolutely precious, by the way. Now, Bradley, what kind of subjects are you learning in school?
I'm working on math and English, the basic ones, and I'm working on pre-calculus. I'm just starting that in about a week. I just finished up Algebra 2. I'm taking a computers course, and I'm starting Spanish 1.
Excellent. Now, you talk about starting these things, finishing something up here in November. You finish something up and start a new course. That's different. That almost sounds like some sort of tutorial program where you can move at your own pace and learn what you're really good at and pursue the things you're interested in. Is that the way it works?
Yes, sir. It's more based on you. And some of the classes where more students are involved, you don't. It's still based on how fast you guys want to move, but it's a really nice system. You can go at your own pace and really learn the subjects.
Praise the Lord. And so basically you just spend all day sitting there in front of a computer interacting with software? Is that the way it works?
No, sir.
Okay, it's, that's not it at all.
Textbook, mostly.
Tutor,
yes,
real
sir.
People.
Teachers.
All right, excellent. Well, we're glad you're here, man. What scripture have you memorized since you've been here?
I've done Psalm 1 and 2, Psalm 23, 1 Corinthians 13, Psalm 8, and I'm working on Psalm 15 right now.
Fantastic. We are glad you're here, man. God bless you.
Thank you.
Next is Elijah. Elijah, you are what's known as a staff kid. What does that mean?
My parents are the house parents at Christopher House, and so since I'm their child and their staff, I'm considered a staff kid.
Now, that doesn't mean you're paid, right?
No, sir.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify that. But you are the child of staff, and that means when mom and dad felt called to do this work, you kind of got brought along as part of the package.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It was worth it, though.
It was worth it?
Yes, sir.
Really? So you actually find that living here with your mom and dad working here is working out for you, too?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's taught me a lot.
Praise the Lord. I just want folks to know that. I didn't know you were going to be here. See, I came down here. I didn't know which students were coming to be interviewed. And here is a staff kid. There may be somebody out there listening who's thinking, well, I would love to be involved in a ministry like that, but I don't know that I could do that because I've got a child or I've got children of my own. Do you think it can actually be a benefit to the children then?
Yes, sir, definitely.
All right, good. What scripture have you memorized since you've been here?
I've memorized Psalms 1, Psalms 2, Psalms 23, Psalms... No, 1 Corinthians 13, and I'm working on Psalms 146.
Psalm 146, that's great. Yes, you guys, nobody, out of the 9 folks I've interviewed, nobody said Psalm 117. That's the shortest chapter in the Bible. We do memorize a chapter at a time, so you don't get as many points for Psalm 117 as you do for Psalm 1 or Psalm 2 or Psalm 23 even. But just if you're ever in a jam and you need a quick chapter that you can memorize, you can do Psalm 117 pretty fast. That's free advice. Folks, if you're listening today and you say, I don't really know about Ware's Valley Ranch, I don't really understand what the ministry is all about, please go to our website. It's wvr.org and learn more. What are you thankful for, Elijah?
I'm thankful for my parents adopting me.
Praise God. They adopted you when you were how old?
About 10 minutes.
Well, we're really glad they adopted you, too. We think that you're a wonderful son, and you honor your father and mother well.
Thank you.
You bet. God bless you. So all 3 of these folks and all 6 who were here before them were here voluntarily to do this interview, and they're here voluntarily at the ranch, with the possible exception of Elijah, who came along as part of the package with his parents. But we are glad that these folks are here, that they love Jesus, that they're learning and growing in their faith. And we hope that you will continue to pray for us and know that as we give thanks for you, our listeners. We give thanks to the Lord for those of you who pray for us. We give thanks for those of you who give in order to make this work possible. And I hope that as part of your giving thanks to God, you're going to pray and you're going to give again this year, because we sure need the help. God bless you. Have a great holiday. You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments you want to make, I want to invite all of you to contact us at 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE. Or contact us on the web at pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org.